couple little the hairs are both sides. The pasuk starts off, "Din mechosat areichu." Yes, mitzvosai tishmeru va'asisem osam. And the first pasuk on the spot brings what do these different expressions mean? So Rashi says, "Yachol zekium hamitzvos." Maybe it's referring to when it says, "Mechosat areichu," that you should go in my chukos. Maybe it means observing the mitzvos. Says Rashi, "Kishu omer." Yes, mitzvos haitishmu is the next couple of words in the pasuk. You should keep my mitzvos, watch the mitzvos. Harikim mitzvos omer. That's already said, so we already discussed that. And therefore, the first words cannot refer to the same thing as the second words. And more, harikim mitzvos omer. Talmani mekayim choset reichu. What is it referring to when it says you should keep my, you should walk in my chukos, shetihu ameilum betorah? To be omel betorah. In fact, he goes and writes the next Rashi also says, what's this mitzvot tishmeru? So he connects it to a step-by-step progression. So the first, there's three parts of the pasuk. The first part is referring to amelus betorah, which leads to, is for the purpose of shmiras hamitzvos and kiyum hamitzvos. So that's what he means. Shmiras hamitzvos, the negative, the rosa says, and asisam osam, to do the positive mitzvos, shmira and kiyum. As we bring the right, we find some same concept someplace else. And as we know, the whole parasha Rabbi Osei talks about, as Rashi and Mepharshim, the Rashi brings later on, this is the key. As it's a step-by-step progression. I think it says there's seven steps. There's seven different steps. Either a person goes up the ladder or down the ladder. And if he begins by doing, by being omel b'torah, that will continue and evolve into mitzvot tishmeru and asisim osam and all the different brachos. But on the other hand, and shalom and victory against our enemies. But on the way down, if a person does not do this, plus your dalad, I don't know if it's on the page, mrosish muri, if you will not listen to me, then there are seven steps going down. If you don't do the ameos b'torah, you don't do the mitzvos, and the chukos, and there's tikal nafshechem, and avodah zara, the whole step-by-step progression. So everything is taller at both sides, and that first step is so crucial and important. The person has to be omel b'torah. And l'chora, I don't know if it's muchrach, but l'chora pshat in Rashi is, how does Rashi know it's referring to omel b'torah? So he says, well, it's not referring to kiyum mitzvos, but that's already spoken about. Right? We know, it says you have to do the mitzvos. So what's the first pasuk talk? What's the first part talking about? The Chora could be speaking about a lot of different things. It could be speaking about if a guy is, if someone is involved very much in Dafik and Hilchos Shabbos, does Kashrus very well. A lot of different mitzvos Rashi, the pasuk could be referring to. So how does Rashi know it's referring to Amelus B'Torah per se, that specific area of harving and working hard in Amel B'Torah? So Pashas, I will say, both, it seems, it's not a Chiddush per se, but it's just the insight, the focus. That because Rashi knows that there's one thing which is the key to call it Torah Kula. Right? There's the only possibility Rashi has to negate is maybe it's referring to doing all the mitzvahs. But once it's not referring to doing all the mitzvahs, so because the next part of the pasuk is referring to that, so what brings to Shmira's call it Torah Kula? It's not Shabbos, it's not Kashrus, it's not other mitzvahs. It's the one mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of Harvanya being Omel B'Torah. As we know, Rashi used to always quote, There's different facets in the human being. There's the nefesh ha-bahamis, there's the nefesh ha-sichus. And nefesh ha-sichus has to be inspired, has to be developed. And what the amelus b'torah, what harvanya working on Torah does, is mezakech es ha-nefesh. Rashi always goes that lashon. It purifies the soul. Logical, it's mystical. It works in a very powerful force, a very powerful manner. In that, when a person learns and harvests, not just reads the Torah, but he works on his harvests, amel b'torah, that is something which enables a person to strengthen his nefesh ha-sichus, his seichel, and his yetzer tov, enables him to overpower the yetzer hara. And therefore, that's the way by which everything a person does, all the physical things a person does, all the gashmis, the things a person is involved with, it strengthens nefesh ha-bahamis. So a person needs a balancing. He has to counterbalance nefesh ha-bahamis. So when a person eats all day, or if he eats whenever he eats, I don't mean all day, but whenever he eats, or from the time he's a baby, that nefesh ha-bahamis is constantly being strengthened by every physical thing he does, whether it's eating or any enjoyable thing he does, it strengthens that desire, that yearning, and that connection to Gashmius. So the counter force, the counterbalancing force is the Torah in general. But the greatest power that we have at our disposal, both says that Amelus B'Torah. Therefore, a person's Amel B'Torah, the Amelus B'Torah is Mazakeh, purifies the Nefesh, that beautiful Nefesh a person has, and gives that strength. Amel that, in turn, will help him do all the mitzvos, to overcome the Mochemes HaYetzer, to do the mitzvos, and Vasisim Osam. On the other hand, as we mentioned, but if a person's Rosh Tishmuri, if he doesn't listen, if he doesn't Amel B'Torah, says Rashi over there on the spot also, if he starts the other way, not Amel B'Torah, he cannot possibly have that strength and that ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara, because it's so powerful, and it's only that Melech B'Torah which does it. Otherwise, he goes all the way down to the lowest level of Arizor and Kofar Beaker. This is the power of Amelus B'Torah that we have at our disposal. That's how crucial it is. Not just another mitzvah, it's not just a way to acquire Yedias HaTorah, but it gives fuel and power and inspiration, the koach to our Yetzer Tov. Later on, Kopsuk Meir Rashi, all another insight, the same concept. Rashi says, after we do this, if a person is on Amel B'Torah and does the mitzvah, so Ufanisa Lechem Refresi Eschem Rebesi Eschem. Right? I will turn to you. Ufanisa Lechem. And Rashi says, Pasuk test the Rashi, Ufanisa Lechem, Eftem Bikol Asakai Vishalam Scharchem. I will turn away from all my asakim, whatever I do, I don't know what he does, but whatever he does all day long, the Hazdel, right? Whatever he does, I will turn from my asakai Vishalam Scharchem, to pay your schar, to reward you for the schar. For the study you deserve. Mashal Ma'adover Domba, I didn't have a chance to make a copy, but I have written down the Medrash brings, Teres Karnim, I'll read it to you. Mashal Ma'adover Domba, the Melech Shesocha Polim Harbe. You have the king who hired, he had a whole bunch of workers, a whole bunch of Polim. The Hayasham Poel Echad, and there was one unique Pole, one unique individual, one unique worker, Vasa Imel Melacha Yom Harbe. He was his best work, he was involved in all his Melacha, the majority of it. The other ones did a small amount, they were all Poland, but there was one who was focused on accomplishing and doing and serving the king in the majority of his needs. Nichnesu Apolim Litein Secharam. They all the Poland came in one day, it was payday, they all come in. They want to get their wages. And this one worker comes in with them. The king says to that poel, "Bini, I will get to you. Have patience. I'll get to you soon." These other poelim, these dozens of poelim, which did a certain amount, a small amount of melacha with me, and he knows lehem schar nuot. Them I'll pay what they deserve, I'll give them their just schar. But you have a whole different cheshbon. So wait till I finish with these the small people over here. I'll get to you, we'll take care of you properly, we'll set aside. So that's what Rashi means. After Mikol Asakai. So I saw Chaim Shmulev says, just at the here he says, this is referring to the mitzvah which we discussed before, Melos B'Torah. Person is Amel B'Torah, he works hard, the Melo, he gets all, he does the mitzvahs, but his Amelos B'Torah, he's also so much tremendous schar. And Kavyocha, I mean, we know, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Chazal bring on the Rosh Hashanah, he's down called Om B'Skira Achas, just with one glance, with one thought, with one look, you know, with one glance, he takes care of Gan's Kal Yisro, he does the whole world, it's not a big deal for Kadosh Baruch Hu. But nevertheless, in an effort to give us an indication of what it means, Amelus B'Torah, and the schar that one receives for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Fonisi Alechem," and says Rashi, "Efnim Mikol Asakai." I have to put everything aside, right? Whatever he does all day, he has to put aside, so he can don the whole world in one moment, in one skira achas. But when it comes to Amelus B'Torah, when it comes to the schar that Kali Yisrael receives for Amelus B'Torah and the mitzvah, so it's so powerful, and so immense, the tremendous schar that we get, Hashem has to, you know, I need time for this. This I have to, you know, the whole Olam is one thing. But the schar that a person is entitled to when his Amel B'Torah is so immense, so huge, that he has to put everything aside, he has to focus, Kav Yochal, on the Amelus B'Torah, on the schar that one has to give Kai Yisrael, Amelus B'Torah. So it's a powerful force. We understand why it's a powerful force. Tremendous schar is received when one is amal b'torah, and it's crucial. It's crucial in our serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and enabling the Yetzer Tov to overcome the Yetzer Hara.